I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about keeping in step with the Spirit. Keeping in step with the Spirit. I'm just reading this morning in the book of Galatians. I believe it's Galatians 5:25. It says, since we live in the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. I think of keeping in step, like I'm almost like a dance. There's this rhythm and timing to walking in the Spirit. And I found this for me personally. We've talked about this before on these daily communion meditations. Sometimes I was getting ahead of God. I was getting into things that I didn't know to do yet. We got to keep in step with the Spirit. There's a rhythm and a timing to everything that God does. And staying on that rhythm and timing with Him. So today's communion, we're going to be taking communion over this today, asking for God's help to keep in step with Him, to keep in step with the Spirit, have this beautiful rhythm and timing to our lives. So why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to pull the sacrifice of Jesus. You could say it happened before the foundation of the world. You could say it happened over 2,000 years ago, a long time ago. It's in the past. We're going to pull it into this present moment right now today, making it active and relevant in our lives right now today. So we're pulling the past into the present, and it's going to change the future going forward. Combining past, present, and future all together helps us to abide in Him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:26 that every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until the death is proven, until the death is proclaimed. So in a way, communion is an activation of all the benefits that are found in this new covenant. And it's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, to stir them into our mind and remembrance, and combine it with something practical and physical in the cracker and the juice. That we actually do something practical and physical we can release our faith into. And I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, physical body together, unites us with God. It's just this amazingly powerful thing. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord, just that deep respect and honor and gratitude and appreciation for God and for Jesus. For all that they went through to connect us back together. So the process we typically use, we start with about a two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. The Apostle Paul says, some people are weak and sick, and they die early because they don't examine themselves before taking communion. So going through a process. How are we doing today? How are we doing today? Because we've got to have this eternal perspective of our life with God, but it's got to be brought back down to today. We've got to walk it out and live it out today. Then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical workout advice, physical exercise, as a way to practice applying the principles of exercising our faith. We're going to see today, we can walk in the Spirit. Literally, you can go for a walk. We can keep in step with God, going for a walk with Him consistently each day. Let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us, and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities and to make the most of them. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? Because we got to walk it out. We got to live it out today. It's always called today. How are we going to do this? We're going to get connected to the master. We talk about these four fundamentals and putting the fun in the fundamentals, bringing some energy and some presence and some fun into this day today. We're going to get positioned in the light. We're going to magnify that light to make it bigger and greater. We're going to stay tuned in to God today. We're going to keep in step with him today. And we're going to do those things that we know to do and do them together in partnership with him. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. Every day, you got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. It has to happen every single day. We got to keep repositioning ourselves back into humility, willing to humble ourselves, willing to grow, to learn, to change, to repent, to say we're sorry, to humble ourselves underneath God, to humble ourselves in relationship with other people. Because it's the humble that are given grace. It's the humble that are exalted or promoted. And we're going to receive this forgiveness and grace from God. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with ourselves. We're going to take some of that pressure off of ourselves. And we're going to do the same thing for other people, giving them the same love and grace and forgiveness that God has given us. And we're going to take our position in the light today. Take our position in love, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best about people, keeping no record of wrongs, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. One of the greatest expressions of faith, just to stay positioned in that all day long. And when we step into this light, we take our position in it. We're in Christ. And God has taken everything he had, and he gave it all to Jesus. He gave everything he had to Jesus, because Jesus was deserving of it. And we get to be in him today. By faith, we get to access this grace in which we now stand. And today, this day today, when we take our position in him, we have access to God's spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his kingdom, his time, his finances, become part of his family, his purpose, and so much more. But then we're going to start to magnify it. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. It starts small, but we're going to start to magnify it and grow it and make it bigger. And we're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. And to magnify, it's all about what we're focused on. Where is our focus and attention throughout the day? What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we rolling over in our mind consistently? What are we meditating on? Magnification happens, I've learned, through constant repetition. Constant repetition. Meditation is the way we magnify. Now, magnification works for the good or it works for the bad. We can magnify darkness or we can magnify the light. We're already magnifying something every day. Let's just turn it around and let's magnify the light today. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, meditating on it, thinking about it, rolling it over in our minds, hearing it consistently, feeding it into our eyes and our ears and our heart. having it coming out of our mouth consistently. We could magnify God's unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We could magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got right standing with God. We're right with God because of Jesus. We could magnify every good thing that he put within us, and whatever's going well, whatever's lovely, whatever's just, whatever's true and praiseworthy. The Bible tells us to set our minds on these things. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's bringing those issues and problems into the light and magnifying God as bigger. I always think of David and Goliath. Everybody else is magnifying the size of Goliath, but David's magnifying the size of God. He's magnifying how big God is in the face of the giant. And that's the difference. But God does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. He gives us free will. We could stay stuck in darkness, magnifying darkness. We could stay magnifying all the ways we've been wronged, all the little things people do to annoy us and push our buttons, bitterness, unforgiveness, pride, looking out for ourselves, magnifying the issues and the problems. We're just trying to do life on our own without God, trying to figure it all out ourselves. And for a lot of people, it's not that they're trying to push God away. It's just they don't have the understanding of all that God has made available to us in Christ, of all that he wants to do in this new covenant. This time of communion, we have a reminder of that, a remembrance of this. So this is where it's important. We got to recognize the symptoms. One of the greatest skill sets I believe we can develop is beginning to recognize the symptoms of where I'm positioned and what I'm magnifying, and learning to turn it around quickly. When we're in darkness, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to withhold good things we know we should be doing, to avoid people, to withdraw our presence or give them the silent treatment. On the inside, you'll feel this heaviness and weight and pressure just sitting on you. I feel heaviness in your spirit. You might feel hopeless or helpless for your situation, powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big symptom of this, because when we take our position to light, it's energizing. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. There's confusion because when we're in the dark, we can't see. Get stuck in these vicious cycles and bad patterns that just seem to keep repeating over and over. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. And when we rest, God goes to work. And when God goes to work, he's doing the work. And we get to rest. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. And I've got his energy and his peace and his joy and his mind and his spirit all flowing through us. Now all of a sudden, we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. He begins to effortlessly break us free, and it's set in motion. Rather than vicious cycles, he sets into motion virtuous cycles where things just keep getting better and better, setting us free from one thing to the next. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around. One of our biggest challenges is sustaining our positioning and our attention and focus throughout the day. If we get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around. We got to recognize the symptoms and turn it quickly. How do we do it? Start with humility. Go back to what we do to get positioned in the light. Start with humility. Father, forgive me. I missed it. I'm sorry. Father, forgive me. If you need to say you're sorry to somebody else, you do so. We receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves. We reconcile with any people we need to reconcile with. And then we just start praising and thanking him for his grace and his goodness and his love. And that what he put in us is more than enough. He is more than enough. And you feel that shift instantly on the inside. The weight will lift off you. Your energy levels will rise up. You'll feel that peace and the joy and the love just begin to wash over you on the inside. You'll feel that fullness that's found in him. That rest in your soul. Then we're going to stay tuned in today. We're going to keep in step with the Spirit today. Every day, tuning in, listening, staying in rhythm and timing with him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with getting positioned first through gratitude and praise. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What did I see God showing up doing today? Then I like to ask this question, God, what are you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? And I just get still and I'll listen for a few minutes. And whatever comes into my mind, I'll just begin to write it down and record my journey with God. And this is a big part here today. How do we keep in step with the Spirit? Think of it like a dance. There's this rhythm to life. How do I keep in step with Him? I think it's staying tuned in. It's staying connected to Him is the first piece. But then what I've learned is sometimes I was not keeping in step because I was getting ahead of Him. And I would ask Him for things, for wisdom and knowledge on what I was supposed to be doing. But then I wasn't waiting until I knew. I was taking action before I knew, before I understood what He was trying to show me. And I was getting out ahead of Him. And then I have to redo a bunch of stuff. And that grace wasn't there anymore. So we got to keep in step with Him. We got to walk in Him, stay connected to Him, abiding in Him, and keeping in step. Sometimes I was getting ahead of Him. Sometimes we can get behind because we procrastinate on things. Sometimes we can get ahead because we're taking action on things that we don't know to do. There is this beautiful rhythm of grace. I believe it's Matthew 11:30, maybe it's in the Message version. Jesus says there's this unforced rhythm of grace. Not too early, not too late. There's this perfect timing. As we stay plugged in and connected to Him, we walk in Him. You'll know what that is. And you'll feel that grace flowing in every step. So that's what we got to do. What do I know what to do today? How are we going to keep in step? We stay connected to Him. And then what do I know to do today? The last thing I like to do in my journal, plan out the upcoming day. Doing it together in God. And the way I do it, I've learned to do it, is what do I know to do? Anything on my to-do list? Anything I know needs to get done? Anything in my conscience that keeps popping up over and over? Anything I've been procrastinating on, I know to do, but I haven't done it yet? Like, oh, I keep meaning to do that, but I keep putting it off for whatever reason. Anything I have a leading or excitement to do? Make out the list, and then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. Those things that you know to do today, they're meant to be done today. How are we going to keep in step with Him? We're going to take action on those things, and we're going to do them together with Him. Life is this beautiful dance together with God, in rhythm and in timing with Him, together with Him, with full confidence in Him. As we do this, we get this grace flowing through us in our lives. We get that full confidence in Him. What is faith? Faith is confidence, we've been talking about lately. Faith is assurance. Faith is confidence. All the doubt is removed. And we're just walking out our day together in partnership with God, in step with Him, in rhythm with Him today. It's this beautiful dance. It begins to magnetize. His grace, when it flows, begins to beautify and to magnetize and pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So we're going to take communion over this today. This is the passage of Scripture here, Galatians 5:25. One version says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Another version says, since we live by the Spirit, let us walk in step with the Spirit. Keeping in step, walking in step, with God guiding us every step of the way. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for all that You and Jesus went through and did for us to connect us back to You. You've given us Your Spirit to keep us in rhythm and timing with You. And we're asking for Your help today. Help us to live in the Spirit. Help us to keep in step with the Spirit, to walk in step with the Spirit. We're asking for Your guidance with that today. And something that's coming to my mind is pay attention to the little nudges that You have. Often keeping in step comes from just those little nudges that He has. Little nudges You have on the inside. Pay attention to those. So Father, we thank You for this bread. And then on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and said, this is My body broken for You. Do this in remembrance of Me. He said, take it. Receive it, that He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. We're pulling that sacrifice of Jesus right now into this moment today. And going forward from this point on, we're going to be keeping in step. We're going to be believing we receive right now. He's helping us from this point on keep in step with the Spirit. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's the forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this life by the Spirit, in the Spirit, walking together with Him. It's His Spirit, and we can know Him. Living life connected together with Him. That's what it's all about. So, Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. Let's talk about some workout stuff. How do we practically apply what we just talked about? Galatians 5 says, if you walk in the Spirit, you'll no longer gratify the desires of the flesh. Walking in the Spirit. We talked about before, walking with God every day. Literally, go for a walk as a reminder of this every day. Go for a walk. Walk in the Spirit. One of my favorite things to do is just to walk and pray in the Spirit as a reminder of this. So many of these daily communion meditations come out of walking with God. Just going for a walk with God. That's often how the meditations come. The concepts and the ideas, what are we going to talk about today? Come from just walking in the Spirit. Go for a walk with God today. Walk in the Spirit together with Him as a physical reminder, remembrance of I'm keeping in step with Him. I want to keep on His rhythm and timing together with Him. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.